There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loaded last segment. Real quick, as a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery, they start at home. That's why you should team up with Colgate of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. The high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage for drinking out of Culligan Reverse Osmosis, bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste and is certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at Culliganhuskers.com. That's Culliganhuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love. Go Big Red. So about a billion people said, hey, listen to his most recent interview today on the Pat McAfee Show. We listened to it, listened to the most important clip during the break there. He called Nebraska, he said, and I quote, should be a national bully, end quote. Nebraska is, and I quote, a destination job everybody should want, end quote. And I quote, you can do whatever you want in Lincoln. It's a town of 300,000 people, end quote. And then he completely ripped off my term of unbridled honesty, but it's okay. Trademark, pay me later. All right, so here's the deal. He was much more definitive about staying at Nebraska. That's how I feel. I feel like he's respecting his alma mater. He's respecting his friend, the AD out there. He's doing all of those things. He doesn't want to do this stuff during the season. Timing is what it is. It can't be definitive still. I'll be honest with you. He can still say all of this, and he can get a real offer in a couple of months, and you never know how someone might react. I mean, I'm going to turn heel, but we got to tell the truth. Do we tell the truth here, Jake?
We do.
Like, seriously, I'm going to turn heel. I still think he's staying at Nebraska. But before he left Baylor, let me quote Matt Rhule. And I quote, there's a lot to accomplish at Baylor. And most importantly, it's just each and every year. I want to put together a championship caliber team. And I think we have a chance to win even better next year than we are this year. More than money, it's about the situation for my family, end quote. I just turned heel because I told the truth to everybody. That being said, it sounded an awful lot like what he just said. He referred to next year, the youngest team in the Big Ten. By the way, all things I've talked about recently, like Rhule, just, you know, shoot, like, let me know you're going to use my stuff, man. It's okay. You can just have it for free. I won't charge you that much. Now, here's the deal.
Free or that much?
That much. I'm glad you caught that at the end. Free with interest, okay? Yes, there's a lot of similarities between what I just read, which I did not want to read, but it is the truth, and what he just said. I do think it's different because I do think Nebraska, despite what people say, is still a blue blood, is still a destination job, and that's the right guy for the right fit. If you want the hottest girl to marry, hey, she better also be a good match. It's about the match more so than just the hoorah about it. I wish Penn State all the best luck in the world. I truly think, I can't say for sure. I don't know that Matt Rhule can say for sure, even though he probably thinks he can. But I still think Matt Rhule is going to be here. One thing Josh Pate said, he said, hey, you can say no now, but in 2 months, you get that offer in front of you. That's the moment of decision. I don't mean to be that guy, but I'm just that guy that's going to put it out there truthfully, and it is what it is. And truthfully, I still think he'll be back despite everything that I just said. All right, you got anything real quick, Jake? We can also bump the CFP talk to tomorrow if we need to, but tomorrow's a game day. So you got anything real quick?
Well, I just like the fact that, first of all, he did say that Lincoln was an exciting town and he's got everything he needs here. I always love the shout out for Lincoln. Other things that, you know, kind of check marks of this opportunity that he gets, right, that most coaches wouldn't, to go with Pat McAfee because of the, you know, he kind of set up this relationship. I think that's an interesting dynamic to this. But he was wearing Husker gear. I know some people were upset worried he was wearing Adidas gear, not Husker gear, the other day at the podium.
Oh, my God.
Was wearing Husker gear.
Everything is analyzed.
Everything is getting analyzed here. but like you said, I mean, I think he did maybe a better job of verbalizing his commitment to Nebraska here. But it's all it's somewhat kind of what you're saying in the past. I mean, this is what coaches are going to say. This is what he should say. And it all can change based on what happens this season, good or bad. In the Penn State or another job, right? Anything can. I mean, if Nebraska goes and ends up losing three of their next six games, that's a wildly different scenario than if Nebraska does make it to the playoffs and wins the game, right? I mean, so there's just a lot of football left to be played.
It's a good point. We went out and went at Penn State, but that's what you want. You want people to want your players, to want your coaches. You know, we could probably still get in the playoff at 10-2 with the loss of Penn State, and then they don't want him. We get to keep him. We're in the playoff. Is that the best of all scenarios right there? Did I just solve Earth's problems? All right, if you're the GM of the Cleveland Browns, I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. This is too good. So you're telling me you drafted Baker Mayfield number one overall? Yes. And you traded him to sign Deshaun Watson for $230 million, a guy who loves massages? Yes. But now you're starting Dylan Gabriel over Shedeur Sanders? That is correct. And Baker Mayfield's down winning division championships and leading to the Bucks to the playoffs every year? Yes, that is correct. I was sent that from somebody, and I just thought it was too good to pass up. Oh, also, Scott Frost weighed in. Did you know Scott Frost weighed in on the situation? Did you hear about this? He said, and I quote, "Don't take the wrong job," end quote. Thoughts? You weren't ready for that, were you?
No.
One final thing.
Are you being serious? Or just for no. Yeah. Scott Frost was talking about. He didn't say anything.
I'm just going to leave it a cliffhanger. I'll let everybody come to their own conclusions on that. I feel like it's obvious, though. All right. And I do, we have been told several times that the wife makes the decision and she loves it in Lincoln. So that's got to be pretty good for if you're a Husker fan. All right. We will get back, obviously, tomorrow's game day. We didn't really dive too much into the CFP talk, but I think today's show was pretty good. So we will talk Nebraska, Minnesota. Is Dylan Raiola underrated right now? And we will revisit the CFP talk tomorrow. Tomorrow's show on a game day edition of the Adam Carriker Show. We hear unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bones.